听力课堂，听 class.com。
Showtime presents The West Wing and the Great Debaters.
And the desk was made from the timbers of the HMS Resolute, which was presented to President Hayes by Queen Victoria in 1880. The presidential coat of arms was added by FDR, who is President Bartlett's hero when he was your age. So, are there any questions? Ah, as promised, the Director of White House Communications, Mr. Toby Ziegler.
Hi, everybody. Annabeth showing you the place?
We only have the Roosevelt room left.
Well, don't let me interrupt.
I have one question for Mr. Ziegler, if I may.
Sure.
Do you know who we are?
Yeah. Junior leaders of...
Future leaders for democracy. Were you briefed on our purpose?
Probably not.
We're a youth lobby in support of a constitutional amendment to forbid discrimination of voting rights on the basis of age.
They want the voting age lowered.
We want it abolished.
Well, that's radical.
Why do we get the brush off today? Why do we keep getting passed down the food chain? Why do you keep looking at our chaperone or Miss Shaw to intervene? We're children, and that in itself shouldn't render us meaningless. But in this society, we are meaningless because we're powerless. We have no voice.
Well, that's an interesting point. I'll read your stuff.
The Roosevelt room.
The brush off again. And why not? No risk in offending us. We don't exist.
What is it you want?
More than a 15-minute tour and 30-second drive-by. We've been shuffled around 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. It's like there's a plot to keep us from discussing our agenda with anyone that matters.
What Cody means is that children's suffrage is a complex issue, and it...
I get it. I get what he means. Okay. This is the Roosevelt Room, where issues are discussed. Pull up a chair. It's your meeting.
I'm saying all societies distinguish between an adult phase of life with inherent rights and childhood as a time of development when those rights are curtailed.
But the 26th Amendment, lowering the voting age to 18, proves the line is arbitrary, or at least fluid.
In the 30 years since the 26th passed, society has not much altered its stance on when adulthood begins.
18 is still the common age of graduation from school, military conscription.
What about children as young as 12 get tried for crimes as adults? So I'm mature enough to face sentencing as a full citizen, but not to vote?
Well, you could be pretty dumb and commit a crime. Voting requires a level of reasoning.
Adults don't have to prove any level of reasoning to vote.
Nor should they.
Okay, I'll cede that, but would you agree children need special protections against coercion and mistreatment by adults?
Sure.
Those same vulnerabilities make them unable to vote independently.
That argument, immature logic.
And being easy to coerce.
That argument was used to prevent Negroes and women from voting up until the 20th century. You could argue that 18 is the worst age to start voting.
You're all worried about college or paying rent for the first time or falling in love.
It isn't only power that corrupts, weakness corrupts. It makes kids grow up cynical.
So you think half of adults don't vote because they didn't get started soon enough?
Absolutely. Churches don't wait. They get kids at birth. And it's just kids we have unique concerns.
Like what?
I'm going to be breathing the air and drinking the water after you're long gone. But I can't vote to protect the environment.
And we're required to attend underfunded schools, but can't vote to improve them.
And kids who work pay into Social Security without any say as to how the fund is managed.
Right. When you guys fix Social Security, you have to keep adults happy. But you can rob our future without losing a single vote.
Here's another one. Poverty among young people exceeds all other age groups, yet the government spends 10 times more on each poor senior than it does each poor child.
Wow.
We have no AARP to lobby for us. We have no voice at all.
So, are you, did we convince you?
Well, I'd go for lowering the age in increments, and I wouldn't start at the federal level.
But you'll mention it to the president?
I'll do better than that.
The young man in the back. I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
Cody Zucker, Mr. President.
Cody?
Do you think the budget deficit is especially unfair to younger Americans?
Absolutely. We're passing on a crushing debt to our children. That's not something a responsible parent would choose to do. Yeah, David?
A follow-up, sir. Do you think we'd have such a large deficit if children were allowed to vote?
Well, as adults, we're certainly not shouldering our responsibility, and your generation has a vested interest. Allowing children to vote is worthy of consideration. Thank you, Cody.
Yeah, David.
Mr. President.
Who's the judge?
The judge is God.
Why is he God?
Because he decides who wins and loses, not my opponent.
Who is your opponent?
He doesn't exist.
Why does he not exist?
He's merely to enforce the truth I speak.
Who's the judge?
The judge is God.
Why is he God?
Because he decides who wins and loses, not my opponent.
Who is your opponent?
He doesn't exist.
Why doesn't he exist?
Because
he
is merely a
decision for
the truth I
speak. Dear Mr. Tolson, thank you for informing us about your historic victory over Oklahoma City. I'm sure you realize our season is nearly over, but today we received another letter from Wiley College written by Mr. Henry Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
He told us from a student's perspective about your about your undefeated season. Well, we're not undefeated anymore.
Don't matter.
We wish to extend an invitation to... wish to extend an invitation to debate Harvard Crimson here in Cambridge. Let us know if this is agreeable to you.
Hello, Harvard!
Excuse me. You're supposed to be here?
I guess we'll find out, won't we?
Who's it from?
It's from Harvard. We have been informed by Tau Kappa Gamma that your team delivers canned speeches. Arguments written by faculty rather than students. Therefore, we are changing the topic. You will have the same amount of time to write new arguments as the Harvard team. 48 hours.
Coaches help students all the time.
Yes, sir.
Both teams will be delivered the same reference books.
Yes, sir.
Our new topic, resolved. Civil disobedience is a moral weapon in the fight for justice. Wiley College will be arguing the affirmative.
Thank you, sir.
I can't reach Mr. Tolson. Nobody knows where he is.
Setting us up to lose.
We can't win without him.
You're wrong. We can't win without him.
Thoreau?
It's obvious to me that we should begin the debate with Gandhi.
This is exactly why I won't do it. Why should I do the obvious
thing? Because that's what wins the debate.
Listen to what you're saying. This is Harvard, okay? The
yes,
first thing you think when
Harvard.
You think civil disobedience
that's
is
why we
what?
Should
what is the first
Gandhi.
Thing? What's the first thing you
point.
Think? I mean,
it's
I want to win. Do you want to win?
Yes, I want to win.
Gandhi is right.
Win.
This
right.
is not getting us my way.
Tolson made me captain, and he said you were ready.
Yeah, but you saw me at Howard. I was horrible.
That's right. You did terrible, didn't you? Stuck up the whole joint, right? So you should just quit, right? You should just give up?
No.
Who's the judge?
What?
Who's the judge?
Judge is God.
Why is he God?
Because he decides who wins or loses, not my opponent.
And who is your opponent?
He doesn't exist.
And why doesn't he exist?
Because he is a mere dissenting voice to the truth I speak.
That's right. Speak the truth.
In tonight's debate between Harvard University and Wiley College, and the winner is
Thank you.
Riley College.